This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, delivered by Papa John's and teed up at the Eagles Golf Club. Call 813-920-6681 for your tee time at the Eagles Golf Club. It is just north of Tampa Bay Downs and just $25 after 3 p.m. every single day. Every single day through the month of October on either the championship caliber Forest course or play those new greens on the Lakes course. Just reopened. Terrific carts, hardworking staff, tremendous ownership. One of my home courses. I'll be playing in another great charity tournament out there coming up next Friday. Again, the Eagles Golf Club, 813-920-6681. And speaking of golf tournaments, I'd like to thank Papa John's for catering the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Golf Tournament this past Sunday. Nothing goes better with football than Papa John's Pizza. Just like sports, we're all about the best. From our signature all-natural tomato sauce and 100% mozzarella cheese to our fresh toppings and fresh, never-frozen hand-tossed dough. We use the best ingredients to give you better quality pizza. Order yours online today at papajohns.com. And remember, you can earn points towards free pizza and more when you enroll in Papa Rewards. Order, earn, eat, repeat. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's. One of the more popular prizes at the Todd Wright hosted golf tournaments is the Papa John's Golf and Pizza Prize Pack. I often have one or two of them on my prize table, and they went rather quickly on Sunday afternoon. After play, they include a unique promo code for five large pizzas of any type, build your own specialty pizzas, 3 2-liter bottles of soda, as well as golf balls, golf tees, golf towel, and even now a mini football that my friend Grant Morris is throwing in there. Always popular. Let me congratulate all the winners from the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Golf Tournament over the weekend. It was a huge success. I want to thank every member of all 16 teams that came out to play last Sunday. Our winners in the golf-only division, good group of, where did I write these down? Chris Newcomb, Ethan Grable, Jake Nellis, and Judd Hobgood, and the golf plus fantasy football division, where the better you drafted in fantasy football for the day, the better your golf score, went to, oh, you know who, from Bright House Sports Network, Chris Elias, his brother Mike, Scott Featherstone, who won one of my previous putting contests, and Barry Blondie, who won one of my previous putting contests. Damn, that was a good team. Congrats to both those teams, as well as other winners of other contests, Macy Wilson, Barry Riley, Mike Elias, Mike Larkin, Lance Davis, Ethan Grable, Miles Ramsey, always a candidate in the long drive contest, and Greg Schwemmle, who, like Macy Wilson, we got in the field last minute. It was great to see Greg and Macy for the first time in my event. Greg had the longest putt. Macy had closest to the pin on number 3. I'd love to mention everybody, just not enough time in the podcast. Thanks to all the regulars who play in just about every tournament. And thanks to so many new groups, namely the Chris Dodson, Mark Logan, Donna Logan, Trey Logan, Trey, 13 years old, playing in my tournament. My next tournament will be the Sunday before the Super Bowl. This was our most successful tournament to date when we did it on this date last year. We will be at the Eagles Golf Club as part of their sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. It is not on sale yet. Keep listening to the podcast and keep clicking to joebucksfan.com/golf for details and registration information coming soon about the next Todd Wright Golf Tournament. It will be the Sunday before the Super Bowl at the Eagles Golf Club. If you haven't gotten involved with one, please come out. Many saying the absolute best value in golf in the Tampa Bay area, from the food to to the prizes, to the unique format, to how I set up the golf course, and everything else that I do for you as I personally host all of these events. All right, let's move on to fantasy football now, and let's remember, no Vikings, no Buccaneers for this particular Sunday and Monday in fantasy football. That's not going to affect you too much in season-long leagues. It will affect you from perhaps a tight end standpoint with Rudolph and Brait, who have been decent options to play, at least in recent weeks. Not going to affect you much from a quarterback standpoint. Not going to affect you much from a running back standpoint. Mike Evans, a lot of volume. Yeah, just from volume alone, Mike Evans is a guy that maybe even against the Denver Broncos a couple of weeks ago, you played him because who the heck else was Jameis going to throw to? I get that. But this bye week shouldn't throw a lot of you off in season-long leagues. So let's go game by game, give you some thoughts. First, with the early games on Sunday, let's start with San Francisco at Buffalo. You're aware of the quarterback change from Blaine Gabbert to Colin Kaepernick. I just have a feeling this will be very short-lived. I'm not sure why. There's just a lot of potential here that says Kaepernick won't last as the quarterback for the Niners. Kaepernick coming back may have an effect on Jeremy Curley's volume. I think it will go down. I think it may positively impact Carlos Hyde because Kaepernick will be more of a run option in the backfield with Hyde, sort of like when Dak Prescott takes a snap out of the shotgun next to Ezekiel Elliott in Dallas. The Niners are still one of the worst run defenses in the National Football League. This is a spot this week where season-long owners and daily players pound Shady McCoy. As they have been doing, McCoy is worth the price and is in a good spot if you own him in a season-long league. Next game is Jacksonville at Chicago. Jacksonville looking for the breakout from Allen Robinson. He hasn't been bad. I said all along before the beginning of the season he was overvalued. You can't go from nowhere to one of the top five receivers in this league in one season, especially in Jacksonville, Florida. Robinson still hasn't had a breakout, but he still gets plenty of volume. The Bears' pass defense has been decent. Not saying good, but it hasn't been bad. So this matchup is worth watching. Jordan Howard, for the second straight week, is considered a top 10 running back play. If for no other reason, there's volume there. And Brian Hoyer takes care of the football, quarterbacking the Chicago Bears. The Bears aren't a good team, but they aren't a pushover either. If you look closely, you may be able to find some things with the Bears that can help you in daily or on waivers like last week or this week with a Cameron Meredith. LA Rams at Detroit. This is the most banged up the Rams defense has been all year. So it seems like a pretty good spot for Marvin Jones to build on his league-leading 519 yards and for Matt Stafford to have another strong game, especially because we all know Matt performs a lot better in his numbers and in winning games at Ford Field. From a Todd Gurley standpoint, the return of Benny Cunningham may adversely affect Todd Gurley's production for this reason. Gurley was catching more passes out of the backfield to get in space the last 2 weeks, and Cunningham was unavailable. Cunningham expected to be available in this game. I wouldn't expect the Gurley breakout against the Lions that you invested the draft pick in, and I'm not sure he's your daily price. He's worth the daily price. Cleveland and Tennessee. Isaiah Crowell still to me looks like a decent RB2 in a season-long league, and perhaps is worth the daily price. Tennessee is a decent defense. They're decent. But Crowell could get back in game flow this week. He couldn't last week because obviously Tom Brady and Martellus Bennett made that game one where it was just tough for the Browns to give Crowell the ball on a regular basis. From a Tennessee standpoint, could there be a second big game in a row for Marcus Mariota? A lot of people question it. If he does it against the Browns, it says he might not be the worst starting quarterback in the NFL. He certainly has been from a fantasy standpoint. I know it's only his second year. DeMarco Murray continues to be strong, a top five running back minimum, and his high floor continues against the Browns defense this week. Pittsburgh and Miami, Le'Veon Bell, a second straight strong week. Sammy Coates has been that big play guy. Ben Roethlisberger, he makes the big play guys. They don't make him. From Mike Wallace to Martavis Bennett to Sammy Coates. Coates checks status, though, going into Sunday morning on his injured finger or hand. He will drop balls, but he will make big plays. From the Miami standpoint, this is the same theme. If you own Jarvis Landry in a season-long league and you just like the volume, knowing you're not going to get touchdowns, you take it. Otherwise, there is not a Miami Dolphin worth playing unless you are desperate for a quarterback or looking for a cheap DFS option and you take the volume from Tannehill. Cincinnati at New England. At this point, it looks like Gio Bernard over Jeremy Hill again. Check the injury status of Hill. By Sunday, he should be ready for full-time duty. His touches in the red zone have not been there like they have the last 2 years. The Bengals seem more comfortable having Bernard back there as a pass-catching option for Andy Dalton, who really has no one else to throw to other than A.J. Green. A.J. Green either has a huge game or he doesn't have much at all. And this week, New England doesn't have the personnel to stop them, but let's face it, they have the coaching staff to stop them. From a New England standpoint, no surprise on Tom Brady last week. Nice return for Gronk, starting to look like himself for those who invested in him in season-long leagues. For those of you that have LeGarrette Blount, you now know that it's less predictable what kind of volume he is going to get and what kind of game he is going to have with Tom Brady playing quarterback, and check the injury status of Julian Edelman. Hogan had the big week last week. Other than Bennett, Edelman's foot is still limiting him. Carolina at New Orleans, also in the early window. Cam Newton expected to return, but in the four games he started, he has just one multi-touchdown game. Just another negative on the encore for the NFC champions from last year. Jonathan Stewart is expected back in the lineup. This is good for Stewart's season-long owners. But tread carefully. I know it's against the Saints, but there's just so much off with the Panthers right now. I don't know what to expect from Jonathan Stewart. In a track meet potential game against Drew Brees and the Saints, because Carolina's defense is not playing at a high level, Stewart may not have the volume he would normally have or that he had last year or pre-injury. From a New Orleans standpoint, Mark Ingram popped up on the injury report on Thursday. He did not practice. Ingram's catching balls out of the backfield was finally up over the last two games. However, John Kuhn vulturing short yardage touchdowns is something to watch again this week. Brandon Cooks is not a top wide receiver because Drew Brees and Sean Payton spread the ball around. Ingram's going to get balls thrown to him, Cooks to him, Snead if he's healthy, Michael Thomas getting more targets, Kobe Fleener, good or bad, is getting balls thrown to him. That limits the production of Brandon Cooks. Baltimore at the New York Giants. Change in offensive coordinator for the Ravens. We hear the reason why is because the running game didn't get enough opportunities to work the clock, play keep away, and win games. That means more for Terrence West and potentially Kenneth Dixon. Also note Steve Smith Sr., his injury status. That might mean more balls to Mike Wallace again this week. From the Giants standpoint, Odell Beckham Jr. did get in the end zone last week. He's going for 2 weeks in a row. Baltimore's pass defense has been good, except for a couple of minutes against the Raiders late that cost them that game. And also, Rashad Jennings returns for the Giants. I'm not really sure what to make of this. Jennings seems ready to go, but it's not like he was doing well before he injured his left hand, which basically rendered him unable to handle the football or to block. But he's back in there this week, and he's still the best option the Giants have. Last of the early games is Eagles at Washington. From an Eagles standpoint, for as well as the team has played, from a fantasy angle, it's not been great. Carson Wentz still hasn't had a 3-TD game throwing. Ryan Matthews' season-long yardage numbers are very poor. He clearly is the leader in this running back by committee, but what does that really mean? Sproles is still going to play in space, and Smallwood will go in if Matthews goes out, and Smallwood would stay in if he's productive. From the Redskins standpoint, their best pass catcher in concussion protocol as of time of this podcast, and Jordan Reed, Jay Gruden suggests that just means more for DeSean Jackson. I'd be tempted to think that Crowder is going to get volume in this game as well. This feels like a game where he would, and those are my thoughts on the early games. Again, reminding you, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is teed up at the Eagles Golf Club. $25, including cart, for 18 holes of championship golf on either the Lakes or the Forest Course after 3 p.m. every day in October. Just call to make sure that there isn't a men's or a ladies' league or they aren't already full. Call 813-920-6681, 813-920-6681 to reserve your tee time at the Eagles Golf Club. Hey, you can definitely go out in the morning. I'm just giving you the best price. The Eagles Golf Club is in a gated community just north of Tampa Bay Downs, but they are open to the public. And I think you will love the new greens on the Lakes course. I'm looking forward to playing the new greens myself in a charity tournament at the Eagles Golf Club next Friday. Also, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is brought to you by Papa John's Pizza. Nothing goes better with football than Papa John's. Just like sports, we're all about the best. From our signature all-natural tomato sauce and 100% mozzarella cheese to our fresh toppings and fresh, never-frozen hand-tossed dough. We use the best ingredients to give you better quality pizza. Order yours online today at papajohns.com. And remember, you can earn points towards free pizza and more when you enroll in Papa Rewards. Order, earn, eat, repeat, better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's. Late afternoon games on Sunday. Dallas at Green Bay, or as I'm calling it, the Dez game. Well, at least it was a couple of years ago. As far as Dez check status, I'm skeptical when it comes to Sunday's game. Of course, I call it the Dez game because of the Dez caught it, then was ruled not to have caught it. And since then, they have even modified some of the rules based on the Dez Bryant play 2 years ago in the playoffs. Dak Prescott averaging over 20 points in standard scoring leagues his last four starts. The Packers' run defense statistically looks fantastic, but you have to look at the running backs they have gone up against. None of them compare to Ezekiel Elliott. And Elliott just keeps getting better and better and better the more he is given the football in Dallas. From a Green Bay standpoint, a lot of the numbers on the Packers are not good from a fantasy standpoint. Aaron Rodgers still hasn't thrown for 260 yards in a game. If you're saying, well, that seems like a lot. Well, 72 other quarterbacks have thrown for 260 yards this year. Not individual ones, but there have been 72 other 260-yard passing games in the NFL this year, and Aaron Rodgers doesn't have one. Jordy Nelson is getting touchdowns. I know that's important most of the time, but if you're looking for yardage to complement that, you're not getting it. Jordy Nelson ranks 48th among all wide receivers in the NFL in yards. Granted, he did have a bye week, and about 80% of the teams haven't had a bye week. Kansas City and Oakland. Andy Reid off a bye week is magnificent. So, if you're looking for a quarterback streamer or a daily bargain, Alex Smith might be your guy, especially against that Raider defense. Also, Jamal Charles returns. So if you've been waiting to get Jamal Charles in your lineup, do it. I don't think it means Spencer Ware plays as little as, say, D'Angelo Williams in Pittsburgh, but obviously Spencer Ware is now a guy that maybe he's a flex play at best. He'll be an even bigger bargain in Daly. I don't think you cut him, but Jamal Charles is back. Just make sure of that by the time we roll into Sunday. Also, Jeremy Maclin, this could be a good spot for him to bounce back as well. From a Raider standpoint, this might be the Richard game, or is it Richard, at running back against the Chiefs. The Raiders really went into training camp wondering if Latavius Murray was going to be the biggest workhorse in the NFL. He's been one of the biggest disappointments at running back in the NFL, and he is still nursing a toe injury. Also, Amari Cooper, not getting in the end zone. He's been productive, but he's had too many drops and just not finding pay dirt. Maybe this is finally the week. Atlanta at Seattle, a tough spot for Matt Ryan and Julio Jones. If you're in a season-long league, I'm not saying you bench these guys, but if you have an option that is close, you might want to consider it. Especially if it's a clear better matchup. Ryan has been outstanding. Julio Jones, last three games, 16 yards, 329. I wouldn't buy either of them in daily this week. Season-long league, do what you feel is right. Can't really give you an answer. From Seattle's standpoint, boy, this could be a good week for a lot of Seattle Seahawks. Russell Wilson against the number 32 pass defense. Michael is a solid top 10 running back play. Also, Seattle has great coverage linebackers. You know, Matt Ryan has flourished throwing the ball out of the backfield to like Tevin Coleman and Devontae Freeman. That's going to be a little tougher against the Seahawk defense. Indianapolis at Houston is the Sunday night game, whether you like it or not. Frank Gore, I finally figured out this analogy. Frank Gore is the Jarvis Landry of fantasy running backs. If you just want volume, you get it. If you want big plays and touchdowns, you probably don't. That's as clear as I can make it. T.Y. Hilton is the must play every week on the Colts. Top five wide receiver numbers for the season to this point. Houston is number one in pass defense. They may not... That may be relative to some of the teams they've played, but they're playing very well in pass defense. That won't bode well for Andrew Luck. I think it'll affect Luck more than it'll affect T.Y. Hilton. And Andre Miller, speaking of guys not finding the end zone, 115 touches of the football, not one score, not one. And finally, the Monday night game, if you're looking for that last-minute guy to bump you over the top and win in a season-long league, or you're playing the primetime game in a daily league, Jets at Arizona. Remember, Eric Decker is done for the year. That might not be the best thing for Quincy Enunwa. The volume might be there, but the reports are that he was better as a complement to Decker and Marshall than being maybe the number two. We'll see. I wouldn't buy him in daily this week, and if he's on waivers, I wouldn't pick him up and start him if I had another choice. The Jets' run defense is a funnel towards their bad pass defense. That means as bad as Carson Palmer has been, he's a good play this week. Larry Fitzgerald's floor is very high this week. John Brown is red hot coming into this week. And I wouldn't worry about David Johnson, just as you don't worry about playing him any week. Even if the Jets slow him to, let's say, 65 yards of workmanlike rushing, David Johnson will probably catch six passes for another 60 yards and a touchdown. That's just the way the year has gone for David Johnson and has gone for running backs catching the ball out of the backfield against the New York Jets. Hopefully that helps you a lot. Again, I don't want to set your lineups. I don't want to make waiver claims or daily buys for you. I am just a second opinion. You set your lineups, and I hope you do very well. And I thank you every week for listening to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, delivered by Papa John's and teed up at the Eagles Golf Club.